We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Friday evening. Greg Likens alongside Sam Madison, Troy Stratford, Tristan Jones in the Metro PCS Comment Center. And if you're watching us on Fox Sports Florida, you see we have an addition to the set here is Monica, the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, joining us. So what exactly did you guys go through over the last couple of weekends in order to audition for the team and ultimately make it?
In order to make the team, you have to go through, it's two rounds. The first is the semifinals, and then you if you make it to finals, then that's the second round, and you're preparing for this. It's months, like for us at least, we prepare 3 months before. We're working on our bodies, our tanning, you know, getting better at our makeup, just everything in general. And you come back and you want to come back stronger than you were the year before.
Now, was it easier the second time around for you, or is it just as difficult?
It's just as difficult. And actually, I felt a lot more nervous this year because, you know, you want to look better. You want to look better than all the competition that's coming your way. You know, it's not, they don't give you a break your second just because it was your first year, you know.
Monica, you've had going into your second year, and I have an opportunity to sit down here and watch. I'm pretty sure you've seen the cheerleaders all the time, the leg kicks and the splits and all of that. But the fun part, really, I know for us, is really the costumes. How fun is for you guys throughout the course of the year? You have about 3, 4, 5 different outfits that you guys display.
Oh, the uniforms are beautiful. It's every time you're in it, you're like, wow, I'm like the luckiest person to be wearing this. You know, like since I was little, I've always been dreaming of being a Dolphins cheerleader, and to now be in the uniform every game day, every appearance we have, it's like a really good experience to be in it.
Sam's favorite holiday, by the way, is Halloween. So he likes all the costume changes.
And swimsuit issue is part of that as well.
I'm sorry?
Were you a part of the swimsuit issue?
Yes. This, for the 2015 calendar, we just came back from DR about a month ago. And yes, it was my first time traveling to the DR for the calendar shoot.
I got
to
test you now. I don't know if you have the answer to all of these. How many new girls on the squad this year? That's first question. Second question is, did you have any girlfriends who unfortunately didn't make the team this year?
Yes, I didn't. There was two girls that didn't make it back this year, and they were very close to my friends. And, I mean, we still stay close to friends, and I hope they come try out again next season, because it's just, you know, you shouldn't stop yourself from just because you didn't make it your second time around. You never should give up on that.
And how many new girls overall?
43, 44.
New girls?
Yes, I made it. Oh, well, in total it's 43, but mm-hmm. I think it's about 20. Oh, I know it's 23. Two veterans or 23 veterans.
Ooh, okay. Nice. So some turnover there, yeah, on the squad this year.
Yeah. We have more veterans.
Yeah, it's like us. We got a whole new draft class for the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Except now we're talking about the Dolphins cheerleaders. By the way, Monica is joining us here in studio, Miami Dolphins cheerleader, now entering her second year with the squad. And so I wanted to ask you, Sam brought up the calendar shoot you guys went on in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
We'll get to that, and we hear about it, you know, how beautiful not only the girls are, but the scenery and everything. But we got a couple guys who work with us now, and Logan and Jared, who are on the trip. And I got to tell you, when we found out that you were coming in the studio, they were talking my ear off. Make sure you bring me up. Make sure you bring me up. I'm really in with the cheerleaders. We're really good guys. I'm like, I don't think so. But you told us during the break, you like both Logan and Jared. Good guys?
Yes, they're very good people. We had a great time. They were very good at everything they do. They're just like great camera guys, and we had so much fun. It was a really good trip.
Awesome. They raved about the trip as well. But I mean, but you said, now Logan, we've heard that he has some dance moves and stuff that he hasn't displayed for us.
Oh, my goodness.
But is this true?
Yes. He dances probably better than some of the girls. He's a very good dancer.
Wow, Logan.
Coming from Colorado.
I guess so. He knows. All right. Then the other thing I got to ask you about, kind of in conjunction with the calendar shoot, mm-hmm. is also the music video, which is always a fan favorite. And explain exactly what the thought process was there and how that all came together.
Well, this is the third year they do a lip dub, and I guess this year they wanted to switch it up, and they did a mix, and I think it came out amazing. I love it. I'm so happy that I was able to be on it. I mean, girls wish they could be in a video like this, and I was in it. I was so happy.
For anybody who hasn't seen it, go check it out online. But what songs did you guys combine in there?
There was one from the Beach Boys. There was one from Calvin Harris called Summer. It was Fantasy by Mariah Carey. So it was a little bit of everything.
Spice
and Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Spice Girls, of course.
I know that because O.J. McDuffie watched the video once, and he kept just nonstop singing Spice Girls. Yeah, we know that. All right, the other thing about you, Monica, is that you are from down here in South Florida. You're from Miami originally. So did you grow up rooting for the Dolphins?
Always. My parents are big Dolphins fans. My dad has always had season tickets, and he got season tickets for us, of course. And I've always been into football. It's my number one favorite sport. And, of course, the Dolphins are amazing.
Awesome. Without a doubt. So now it's cool. You are cheering for the Dolphins in more ways than one, not only as a fan, but you're a member of the team as well. So that's really cool. Monica, thank you for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And Logan and Jared are going to be all pumped up now because you said nice things about them. Their heads are going to be huge.
Right. They're dancing
entering the
back
weekend.
There.
Yeah, they probably are. But, Monica, thanks again and congratulations.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to seeing you and the rest of the cheerleaders out there in 2014.